There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, here we go. This is where we do our civic duty to answer all of the questions that you've sent to us via email. So that we can, you know, help
confuse
you.
People.
Oh, no. Help them with their social issues. The first letter comes to us, or email comes to us from Jim. Jim's 30 years old. He says, guys, my girlfriend and I have been together for about a year. We're not engaged. I went on her Pinterest page the other day and saw something interesting. Pinterest is a social media website where you can share pictures and short stories and stuff like that.
Mostly women on Pinterest showing things that they like. I love this hairstyle. I like this dress. That sort of thing.
Oh.
I
have never been to Pinterest, so I can't answer this question. I have never been to Pinterest.
You're going
to
recuse yourself?
I will recuse myself, yes.
Okay. He goes on to say she had an entire category about wedding stuff. Her dress, the venue, flowers, the whole deal. Should I be freaked out? Is she already thinking about marrying me, even though we haven't been together that long?
She thought about that within 30 seconds of meeting you, buddy.
I guess so, isn't it?
Are you saying this is what all women do? All women don't check out a guy that quickly and think about marriage.
Oh, yes, they
do. Oh, no, come on.
Mr. Right now or Mr. Right? Yes.
Yeah. Well, don't some women, when they're, middle school or high school age, start, you know, thinking about the wedding? Oh, this is the dress. Don't they, you know, they have the slumber parties. They all get together. Jim, I'm going to think that maybe she just has been thinking about getting married.
Yes.
Don't be so sure she's thinking about getting married to you.
No, I wonder, Jim, it's been a year.
Yeah.
You must have a clue if she's right or compatible. It's been
absolutely
a year now.
Absolutely. And Jim, if she's the right one, move along.
Right. And why is Jim freaking out? It's been a year.
Yeah. If she's not the right one, move along. Let her go and so that she can find the right one, and so can you.
So in your mind, everything in social interaction ends with marriage. There cannot be a...
Well, a dating situation either ends one of two ways. You break up or you get married.
No, I'm not sure.
How about if you stay together forever?
Oh, you mean
without
living in
without
sin?
One or the
oh,
other?
That's awesome. Yeah,
living
that's a great
sin.
That's a great idea.
What are you
Shack
like?
Up.
What are you like? A 92-year-old grandmother from Queen Victoria's
See,
age, or
this
what?
This is the thing.
Living in sin.
You hear this? Holding up to the
brother.
Fact that people should be married before they're living together. That seems
It's
look
a personal
you.
Adult choice, and just because
yeah,
some people
no,
don't decide
yeah,
to get the piece
the
of paper doesn't
mean that's the way God
yeah,
looks at it.
You are something else.
Yep.
Here's
sure
the argument for marriage in a semi-long-term relationship, 5, 6, 7 years or so.
Yeah.
You don't want to know that the person that you've depended on, that you've built your life around for 5, 6, 7 years, is suddenly gone forever because you had a fight.
Yeah.
You don't want that. When you're married, you work through your fights and your differences, and both sides are encouraged.
That's why the divorce rate is 50%,
Man up and commit, or don't. Yeah. You know, cut bait or fish, one of the two. All right, this comes to us from Corey. Corey's 26 years old. He says, gentlemen, I hate the ignore button on my phone. Yes, I had a very important phone call come in yesterday. I hit the wrong button. Instead of answering the call, I deleted the call. When normal people don't want to answer a call, they just let it go to voicemail. I agree with you, Corey. It's almost like the sole purpose of the ignore button is to tell the person, of course, he is a little more creative in his language, I don't want to take your call. And I found out this the hard way. The other day, my boss called me, and I had totally by accident, I hit the ignore. So he sent an email instead and ended it by asking me if we could schedule a meeting next week to talk about my attitude. Is there any way I can explain to my boss what happened without sounding like a jerk? Corey. Oh, Corey, your attitude's not because you ignored his call. He doesn't know that you hit the ignore button.
You know, people don't know that?
Nope. It doesn't come back
well, then
to you
what's
and say
the,
ignore.
Well, then what's the you're not sending a message then by ignoring a call?
No, that in this day with cell phones, you know who's making your phone ring.
Yeah.
That picture of the donkey with his backside showing shows up when your boss calls your phone, right?
Or that, the specific ringtone, right?
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
I have solved this problem. I don't answer any calls that I get. It always goes to voicemail. Then I can choose which ones I want to return.
The call boss screen. Is not sizing up Corey's attitude based on one missed call.
Yeah.
No, sir.
If he's sending you an email saying you need to talk about your attitude, Corey, you better do some checking, brother, because there's been some other things. And I guarantee you it's somebody else in the office that has complained to him about your attitude, not the boss.
You can do that?
Huh?
You can do that?
You can't. No, go ahead. Let's see how that works out for you.
Okay.
Here, let me dial the boss for you.
Mm-hmm. He's out of town. He's enjoying himself in Memphis.
And he won't answer my call.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of senior staff, likely well hungover this morning.
Here we go. Hannah is age 30. And she says, I got together with some old friends the other day, and whenever we get together, they bring up something that made me infamous.
Something that can't be named?
Well, she goes on to say, one night I got pretty hammered at a party.
Mm-hmm.
We came back to our house, and I was hungry, so I ate some white cheddar Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just eat a few. I ate 2 entire boxes of Cheez-Its in one sitting. And from what I recall, they were delicious.
Okay.
What food is it? Is it unusual for you to finish an entire meal like that in one sitting? Have you ever done anything like that?
Well,
I've eaten a whole pizza by myself.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Yeah,
this is not the worst infamous thing of all time.
No, I don't know what she's worried about. So she's known as the white cheddar Cheez-It girl. Big deal.
Own it.
Yeah. Wear it like a badge of honor, baby.
I was at a party many years ago where I met a woman that I had known professionally.
Known what?
This is a woman.
Yes. Yes. Continue. That didn't come out the way you wanted it to.
She's a career type
woman.
That's okay. Not helping the situation.
So I had seen her
the
in
the oldest career in
social situation at this party for the first time, and she was hammered.
Yeah.
She did not make it to the ladies' room in time.
Oh.
This is the first time that I had met her in person, and it's like seeing the 2 boxes of Cheez-Its go down. Every time afterwards I see her, it's normally in an office setting.
And you bring it up. And you bring it up every time, too, don't you?
I never bring it up, but it's the first thing that my mind recalls when I see her.
Oh, man. Yeah, now that's an embarrassing situation. So what? Hey, if you ate 2 boxes of Cheez-Its,
there are worse
big
things.
Deal. Yeah. I had, in my youth, I was high school, and I think I consumed 2 bottles of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill.
That's good drinking right there.
And several Twinkies. Not only did I go into some kind of a sugar coma, but the resulting mess had a very unusual color.
People
to it.
Are eating breakfast right now, man. Come
That's
on.
That's why I didn't say I upchucked everywhere. I said I just made a mess. I'm delicate.
Red Twinkie goo. Nice.
Radio. Theater of the mind.
Do you need new gear for Sunday? The new NFL Coaches merchandise line is here just in time for conference championship weekend. If you have no sense of style or just want to look really old, then the Jim Harbaugh khakis are perfect for you and your great-grandpa. Is your body and head really cold, but arms a little warm? Fix that problem with the Bill Belichick cutoff hoodie. Or maybe you'll grab a stick of the Pete Carroll chewing gum, the gum that forces you to chew really loud with your mouth open. The new NFL...
Yeah, what about John Fox from the Broncos?
I don't know. Just get a shirt that says, do what Peyton says. That'll work.
Okay, got it.
Okay, the new NFL head coaching merchandise. Just another way for the NFL to take your money.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.